You're listening to SBS News.
Another night of protests in Belarus's capital of Minsk, with thousands taking to the streets to challenge the extension of President Alexander Lukashenko's 26-year rule. Dozens were injured and thousands were detained as police broke up demonstrators with tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannons and stun grenades. Pro-opposition media have released vision of a police van ramming into a group of demonstrators, killing one person. Police say they detained some 3,000 people, around 1,000 of them in Minsk. The Interior Ministry reports 50 civilians and 39 police officers were injured in the capital. Chanting "Live long Belarus," some protesters watched in horror as their friends were dragged away by authorities.
They're just taking people that are doing nothing. So, as I think, elections were maximally unfair because why the president, who got 80% on the elections, are so frequently afraid of his own people?
Election officials say that Mr. Lukashenko won a sixth term in office with 80% of the vote, but some residents have their doubts.
We just don't want to vote for the same candidate anymore for the umpteenth time. We want to see the new Belarus, the different Belarus.
Even if I go to vote, I think it's useless. The most important thing is not how people vote, but who counts the vote.
It's a sentiment echoed by Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, whose surprise candidacy posed the biggest challenge to the veteran leader in years. She has rejected the results of the election, calling the vote rigged, and submitting a formal request for a recount to the Central Election Commission. According to election officials, the 37-year-old stay-at-home mother and political novice only received 10% of the vote, despite attracting tens of thousands of supporters to the country's biggest demonstrations in years.
The authorities are not listening to us. They have completely separated themselves from the people. But I must repeat that we stand for peaceful changes.
The violence on the streets has also drawn the attention of human rights groups, including the deputy head of Vesna Human Rights Centre, Valentin Stefanovic.
All the responsibility for what happened yesterday we place directly with the Belarusian government, because it's the government that is obliged to ensure the security of peaceful gatherings. They are responsible for both facilitating peaceful gatherings as well as not interfering with them.
Events are also being closely watched by Russia, who have long regarded Belarus as a buffer zone against the West. Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Mr. Lukashenko, a longtime ally, but some European governments have questioned the results. Germany has voiced strong doubts about the conduct of the vote count, while Britain says the election was seriously flawed. The United States is the latest to express concern during a White House press briefing from Kayleigh McEnany.
We're deeply concerned by the Belarus presidential election, severe restrictions on ballot access for candidates, prohibition of local independent observers at polling stations, intimidation of opposition candidates, and the detention of peaceful protesters and journalists have marred the process. And we urge the Belarusian government to respect the right of to peaceably assemble and to refrain from use of force.
Belarus's neighbour Poland has called for an emergency summit of the European Union on the situation. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.